In today's entertainment news, let's talk about it. The weekend box office report. Top five movies this weekend coming in at number five, Rocket Man, $14 million.
See
number
it,
four.
Man.
Yeah. Mm. You saw it, right, Jay?
Loved it. Yeah, it was great. Saw it twice.
It was good?
It was really good, yeah.
It was really good.
One time I snuck in, so that don't really count.
But this is the second week?
Yes.
Yes.
It's doing really
good. Okay. Second week for Rocket Man. Number four, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, $15.5 million.
How many weeks is that?
This is second week in, too.
Okay. Did good.
Yeah. Number three, Aladdin, $24.5 million. And Steve, for those that didn't hear this earlier,
How long Aladdin been out?
Aladdin's been out maybe a month, maybe three weeks.
And it still made another 24.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, dog, go on, big
But this
one.
Movie season now, Steve, you know, the holidays.
I don't know nothing about that, Jay.
Yeah,
I'm
telling you, a lot of kids.
I don't know nothing about movie season. This first movie I've been to in years, man.
Yeah, but you went to Aladdin with the grandkids. Yeah. So for those that didn't hear it earlier, how was the movie, Steve? You
Well, just go to my wife's Instagram page, Marjorie. I don't know how she did it. She got somebody to take a picture in the damn dog. And took a picture of my face. And the caption under the picture is, zoom in on Steve's face. That's my wife. She play like that. I don't know why she. My wife is just as silly as she want to be.
But she had, you had fun with the grandkids. But it was family
night.
Yeah,
yeah,
good,
it was grandkids.
Steve.
Rented the theater out for them. I rented it out to go see John Wick. And then she talking about, I'm taking the grandkids. I said, well, okay now. When the killing start. No crying. No crying, kids. Because it's going to be some killing in John Wick. Oh, my wife said, we are not taking them grandkids to see no John Wick. I said, well, that's what I got the theater for John Wick. She said, well, I think we ought to take the grandkids. I said, I got the theater for John Wick now. So we went to see Aladdin. Aladdin.
All right. Mrs. Harvey is in charge.
You lost that battle.
Yes, sir. All right.
Wasn't a long one.
Number two movie, Dark Phoenix, bringing in $33 million. And the number one movie, drum roll, ladies and gentlemen, The Secret Life of Pets 2 with Kevin Hart.
Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish in there, too, yes.
Yep.
Very good movie.
$47.1 million. You saw it, Jay?
Yes. You know what's so good about when they do a movie like this? It's for the kids, but they put a lot of jokes in there that only a grown-up would get, which is entertaining for grown-ups. So it's really good.
Right.
You can take your kids to see it. So it's good.
Yeah. We're going this week. I'm going to take the kids to see it. Secret Life of Pets 2. Congratulations to Kevin Hart. He is family.
Go ahead,
Kevin. Here's the Steve.
Kevin.
Yeah, Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, and in other entertainment news.
Kevin. Ooh,
yeah.
Man, boy, doing
everything he touch,
Kevin.
Man.
Yeah, love, Kevin. All right, let me tell you this, guys. In other entertainment news, congratulations going out to Denzel Washington, the GOAT. He received the American Film Institute Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow.
Julia Roberts, Miss Cicely Tyson was there. Spike Lee, Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan, Jamie Foxx. They were all, it was star-studded, all on hand to salute
Long
Denzel.
Overdue, too. Long
When
did he get that?
This was this past Thursday, Steve. Yeah, so we have to say congratulations. Denzel, oh my goodness, he saluted his wife, Pauletta Washington, standing ovation. So we just have to say congratulations to the GOAT. And guys, I just have to say this. What is your favorite, ask you guys, your favorite Denzel Washington movie? Go, Steve. There's so many, huh?
Man, this boy right here.
Oh, no.
American Gangster was deep. I love Training Day. I like Man on Fire. I like Book of Eli. Took me five times to watch a movie before I found out his ass was blind. Pissed me off. I don't know how the hell I missed that four times watching. Couldn't see a damn thing.
No, remember, you argued us down about that movie.
Dog, up and down, Junior,
dog,
didn't he?
It took me four times. Dog, I had to go back and look at it. I still don't see how he was blind.
Yeah,
my greatest one is Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
Hands
down,
man.
Yeah, he deserved an Oscar for that.
Yeah,
he did.
That was a great one too.
Yeah.
What's the
boxing movie he did, Steve? Man,
Hurricane Carter.
That
was good.
Hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog, he's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy. And the job he did in Fences, directing and acting, he was definitely overlooked. Totally.
No,
overlooked,
he's the. Yeah.
He's so cold.
He's the dude, man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Really
no, for real. Denzel is the dude.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
the dude.
Morgan Freeman was there. It was at the Dolby Theater, Steve, in Hollywood. You asked where was the
ceremony. No, yeah. man. This a bad boy.
He a bad boy, man.
No. He's the dude. He's, of all actors, for me, he's my favorite all-time actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of all time.
Yeah.
For me.
A legend.
You know, you can have your own. I just said for me, when you say greatest actor I've ever seen, it's Denzel to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To me.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
You can debate that. You can like who you like. I'm just
You can like who you like. We ain't gonna argue with you. But.
Mine is just Denzel. And I tell you who else is a bad boy.
That who?
Damn Don Cheadle.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Don What's that Cheadle line? Man? If you didn't want him dead, why'd you leave him with me? That is the greatest line ever.
Easy, easy. We going over that white girl house. Love Don Cheadle. My favorite Denzel movie though, Mo Better Blues. Bleak. Yes.
Yes.
Love that one. Love that one. Wesley Snipes. What about you, Junior? Quickly.
Oh, Training Day. Hands down.
Oh, love Training Day.
Yeah.
Training Day. Love it. Love it. All right, well,
I'm the police.
Yes, Alonzo. All right, guys, we got to go. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour in trending news. Uh-oh, Celebrity Family Feud premiered last night. We will talk
Watched
about it.
What?
Yes, I did too. We'll talk about it 20 after, right after this.